Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, greetings, everybody.
Greetings
to all of our friends here around the globe and the brilliantly gifted artists in the room. Studio 2A today, for our 663rd time, we say welcome to 60 Minutes of Gospel Music Gold at this place called Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. The spot where the music is elite and the chatter, what a treat.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. We've gathered at Bill's Basketball Bounce for our annual shoot-off.
Yeah.
We have Kevi doing his half-court shots. And Tori is brushing up on her behind-the-back passes.
Get it, Kevi!
And Gerald hit 99 out of 100 free throws.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, and Gordy's practicing his half-court shot blindfolded.
You know I am.
And William never misses a three-pointer. So on this international...
Everything's going to be all right, Dave. Believe me when I say things will be just fine today.
And our congenial host is dribbling a ball with one hand and just dribbling with the other. He just won the No Harm, No Foul Award here.
Is Bill. I call him even if I don't see him. Gaither.
Thank you for the affirmation. And my guest today is Signature Sound, Greater Vision, the 11th Hour.
The vocal band, Karen Peck, Hopper Sisters, William. It's going to be a full court press. Yeah. Kind of day.
Bill, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Let's kick it off that way.
I remember when we recorded this. Studio C. I've got a feeling.
Bill, I've got a feeling. Everything's going to be all right. Yes, I've got a feeling. Everything's going to be all right. Lord, I've got a feeling. Everything's going to be all right. Be all right.
Sent Moses to lead all his people out. But Pharaoh's heart was hard and he thought he'd give them the rout. So he chased them all down to the Red Sea shore. He thought he wouldn't have to worry about Moses anymore. Moses stretched his rod out over the sea, and the Lord answered Moses with a little gentle breeze. I can see Moses now with a smile on his face, telling all the people with his gentle grace.
I've got a feeling. Everything's gonna be all right. Yes, I've got a feeling. Everything's gonna be all right. Lord, I've got a feeling. Everything's gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right.
Well, a little boy named David went out to fight the giant. And everyone laughed at such a funny little sight. Little shepherd boy armed only with a sling. Beside mighty Goliath seemed such a puny little thing. David said, you come to me with spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. He put in a stone and he gave it a fling. When he left his hand, David, he began to sing.
I've got a feeling. Everything's gonna be all right.
The greatest story of them all. Jesus was a-dying and hell had a ball. All the demons were rejoicing. They thought they had won the war. But soon they would not be laughing anymore. On that first Easter morning when the sun woke up the earth, the caverns of the deep opened up as to give birth to a resurrected Savior with healing in his wings. Now the host of children rise and sing.
Yes, I've got a feeling. Everything's gonna be alright. Yes, I got a feeling. Everything's gonna be alright. I got a feeling. Everything's gonna be alright. Be alright. Be alright. Be alright.
Yeah.
Public announcement today is that this is International Shake a Hand Day. You might want to wash them afterwards,
there
but shake a hand. There is nothing that demonstrates a gesture of friendship.
A gesture, I think, is what you meant to say.
A gesture.
That was a good
goodwill more than offering a firm handshake.
There you go.
Try it today, and you'll see what I mean. You know, but ever since I had Dupuytren's contraction, it's hard for me to shake
my hand
real hard.
Here comes that sympathy move again.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, bless its heart.
Too much milking of cows in my early days.
We'll get to that
messed
later.
Messed up my pinky finger, Gordon.
I understand. I don't feel sorry for you.
Signature sound.
Get us out of here.
Look around you, dear neighbor, in these times which we live, at the things you can see here today. It won't be long till Gabriel, his trumpet shall sound, and the Lord comes to take his bride away. Back to the Bible, old time revival. People kneel at old time order to pray. Sister is not what it should be. Jesus saves, he'll forgive you today. You can have peace from heaven down deep in your soul. Just go back to the old time Christian way. Back to the Bible, old time revival. People kneel at an old time altar to pray.
Easy. Kind of a Ho Hum Award this week.
Yeah.
Ground Grovelers in Great Gatsby, Georgia, gave their annual Grub and Grunge Goof Off in Gladiola.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. Yeah, the word of the day, their seldom coveted Good Grief Award.
Good grief.
They said their words lost their beef, and they're nothing but grief.
Oh, what do they know?
They've been grubbing too long, I think. Here is the word of the day.
Okay.
Esperance. Esperance.
Oh, yeah.
Who would know?
I don't know.
I really thought I had it this time.
No, you don't.
Okay.
I can tell you now. Oh, my poor misguided, unsighted friend. Let me tell you, one of the most highly regarded and widely disputed theories of planetary universalism is called the Esperance Theory. I'll give you a little insight into this. It actually states that the universe is lopsided, and if you're not careful, you could slide off the universe. That's right. It was discarded entirely in the late 14th century, as you remember, Bill, in favor of the astrophysical biostereophonic image theory, which states that there are two sides to every story and nobody cares about yours. That's Esperance. Is that right?
That should be
pretty
right.
Close. Well, I delivered it with a big bang, didn't
you? You did.
Yes.
But what it means is obsolete, as in that entire segment should be.
Yes.
No. Obsolete.
Oh, speaking of obsolete, here's my friend Bill Gaither, and
I'm stepping
11th
out.
11th hour. Here I'm they stepping are. Out. Here they are.
The night was so stormy, the waters raged high. Then someone came walking as if to pass by. I wanted to join him, for it must be God's son. He just smiled and bid me to come. I'm stepping out of the boat. For the Savior is near, I'm stepping out.
calls he wrote, and his message is clear. Go tell the world about Jesus, and I'll go with you, stepping out on his promise so true. You know the time's drawing shorter, so much to be done. The Savior is passing and calls us to come. There's no need to tremble, no reason to doubt. He is with you and you're stepping out. I'm stepping out,
out of the boat, for the Savior is near. I'm stepping out, 'cause he wrote, and his message is clear. Go tell the world about Jesus, and I'll go with you, stepping out on his promise so true. I'm stepping out of the boat, for the Savior is near. I'm stepping out, 'cause he wrote, and his message is clear. Go tell the world about Jesus, and I'll go with you, stepping out on his promise.
You go
back once again with
hello.
We spend a great deal of our time waking up our host, folks.
And there you go.
Welcome to our world.
Oh, it's fun.
You could have seen his eyes.
I have a new Fitbit.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it tells me how many times I walked during the day. I did 10,000 steps yesterday.
No way.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
And who's up next?
Here's Greater Vision. Toes in the water. Great intro, Bill.
Water, blue and cold. You can stay here in the shallow, or go as deep as you want to go. God is calling every Christian to wait on out and see the wonder waiting each believer who dares to walk in the deep. Are you fully committed to the kingdom? Have you really surrendered all? Are you truly driven with a passion? Have you answered the call? To be happy and blessed, you must get wet and find all the Father has to offer. Are you waiting in the deep or just dangling your toes in the water? Kingdom, have you really seen?
Here is Karen Pack and New River singing their classic song, 4 days later.
The news came to Jesus, please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come, and they wondered why. The death watch was over.
New River on Homecoming Radio.
Great song.
Gordon, when you're not here at Homecoming Radio, you spend a lot of time in other studios, right?
I do. Yeah. And I've actually recorded, we are north of Nashville at the Daywind studio, and we've done several Karen Peck and New River albums here at this very place.
You're always good. The Hoppers.
He's never anything less. God is good. He's always good. That's why I know I am blessed. God is good. He's always good. He's never anything less. Oh, God is good.
Friends around the globe send us some very kind and gracious notes every week. Notes like these.
I'm an over-the-road trucker.
Woo!
Bill's favorite.
Oh.
And I'm a big quartet fan. Sorry, Gerald.
Yeah.
Nice. Tops on my bucket list is to drive the bus for a quartet someday.
Wow.
And I love the show. I'm certain that Kevin is one clown short of a circus.
Wow.
Love you people that's wherever funny. I am across the country. And
these
that's
are,
for Mark.
That's great.
Those are getting more creative.
Yeah. They are. Mm. Well, this one's from Carrie. And she said, I have lived with chronic pain for years. And you people have become my therapist. You minister to me every day and keep me living. I thank you, thank you, thank you.
We love the program up here in New Brunswick, Canada. The songs and crazy humor lifts our spirits in a dark world. Please keep it coming, Gail. Thank you, Gail.
Someday you all need to come to Brazil. Thousands of people would love to hear you sing. You are dearly loved down here because your music makes our hearts happy. From Everton.
We did that several years ago.
Yeah.
Yep. It was amazing.
Yeah, the people were sweet.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I listen to you guys and Tori all the time on Moody Radio Network. Wow. Absolutely love the program. Its hope and encouragement are second to none. Keep it coming, as it's the joy spot in my day, Geraldine. Geraldine, God bless you, and thank you for that. And we love to hear from you. It's just homecomingradio.com. That way we can stay close to you and know what you want to hear. When we wrote this song, we took it to Vestal Goodman when the Goodmans were down in Madisonville, Kentucky. And Vestal, I think, was one of the first ones to sing it. Mm-hmm. And then when Michael English joined the vocal band, we said, we need to revive that song again. This is a combination of the music that I wrote with Gloria and Larry Goss's arrangement. These are they. Listen.
The oceans give up all the dead that are in them. The graves open wide to set captives free, and those who are roaming the earth rise to meet them. Abraham the sea, as the sands of the sea. These are they who have come out of great tribulation. They have strong, mighty army, their voices are ringing the great cloud of witnesses, sings freedom's song as they enter.
The goal today was to encourage you even through dark times. Everything is going to turn out all right if you're in his hands.
That's right.
Hey, listen, I'm going up to heaven to get Ronnie Reagan to help me out on this one. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Well, if cyber surfing is part of your week, fly by homecomingradio.com when you can, because we listen to it all the time.
And you'll hear more of us online by downloading our free Homecoming Radio iPhone and Android app.
Yeah.
And check out the dates and times for our live concerts.
You can also get the scoop on the latest Gaither videos. Check out our Facebook page, and you can leave us a note, homecomingradio.com.
We have so many wonderful homecoming stations in Australia. The good folks at Vision Radio have over 600 stations.
Ooh, unbelievable.
Rhema Radio and the Three Angels Broadcasting Network, we say,
salute! Hey, you guys, Bill and Gloria have an appointment for their senior bowling league, so you better get away. You better go.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. Homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way. And until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation. And there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.